the burden of healthcare spending. It's a fact that our spending on healthcare as a percentage of GDP goes up and up and up and up, and it might feel like you are spending more and more yourself with things like high deductible insurance plans. But wasn't the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, supposed to do at least a little something about all of that? Well, it did, kind of. And depending on exactly who you are. That is the conclusion from a new study from the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. And Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBR's Common Health blog, is here to help us to understand what it all means. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna. I'll do my best.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think this is a really important question because it feels like we're spending more individually on healthcare. But what specifically was this study looking at and what did it find?
So it does feel that way. The study was looking for how Obamacare affected our medical spending. And, you know, as with everything with Obamacare, it's kind of complicated, but here we go. In a nationally representative sample of over 80,000 adults, so this was really good data, overall, in the first couple of years after Obamacare really kicked in, so we're talking to 2014 and 2015, out-of-pocket payments dropped by an average of $74.
Okay, so meaning things like co-pays and payments you'd have to make because you haven't yet met that deductible limit.
Right, or stuff that's not covered. So, and meanwhile, the insurance premiums that households paid rose by an average of $232. And there's actually this funny little coincidental parallel that out-of-pocket payments dropped by 12%, but premium payments rose by 12%.
But you're saying it's a coincidental parallel?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Okay, okay. But I imagine that the effects really vary depending on a household's income level, right?
Right, absolutely. And in fact, you know, the ACA was meant to mostly help households that were lower income,
exactly.
And it did. The study found that 6.5% of the population became newly insured, so got new insurance, after the ACA kicked in. So they were helped. And overall, the study did find that Obamacare predominantly helped lower-income people. Here's Dr. Anna Goldman from Cambridge Health Alliance and Harvard Medical School. She's the lead author on the study.
The big picture is that the ACA did make real progress by reducing out-of-pocket spending, especially for poor and low-income households. But even in light of this progress, many American households still continue to face burdensome medical costs.
Mm-hmm. And on those burdensome costs, as you were talking about before, you know, the study looked at what's actually called high burden spending, which is defined as paying more than 5 or 10% of your income on out-of-pocket medical expenses. And you can have high burden premiums, too. That's if you're paying more than 9.5% of your income.
Okay, so let's do some math here, Carrie.
You know, you're good at math. Yeah.
I am not in the camp of people who believe that you can't do numbers on the radio.
Okay.
So let's do some numbers here.
Uh-huh.
For example, say if I'm earning $20,000 a year, mm-hmm. $20,000, that means I'm hit with out-of-pocket medical expenses of over $1,000.
Right, that'd be considered high burden.
Right, yeah. Or a premium that runs me close to $2,000 a year.
Right, that's okay. Also high burden. So on these high burden medical expenses, the good news is that high burden out-of-pocket spending fell by 20% overall, and it especially dropped for poor people.
Okay, so again, that's good news.
That is good news. The not-so-good news for better-off folks is that among middle-income households, there was a 28% increase in high-burden spending on premiums.
Right, so because premiums have been getting steeper and steeper.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
does this study, though, say that it's the Affordable Care Act to blame for that?
No. Okay. Dr. Goldman says a better way to look at it is that while the Affordable Care Act did help with out-of-pocket costs, it didn't or couldn't stem the rise that was happening anyway in premiums.
Okay, so it's not the cause of the rise, but it didn't do anything to stop the rise.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, but Carrie, I mean, I have to admit, this is a little underwhelming, right? Because good news is good news, but we've devoted so much attention, so much political wrangling to Obamacare over the past years. The study is telling us that in the first couple of years, and again, in terms of household costs, it's been something of a wash, right?
Something of a wash in the great big picture. I felt the same way, but what Dr. Goldman, this lead researcher, commented about was, look, the Affordable Care Act was the biggest reform of the American healthcare system since 1965, and to get passed, it had to involve a lot of political compromise.
It was nowhere near as radical as it could have been. I think that a single-payer plan, for example, which many Democrats on the more progressive side of the party were advocating for, would have been much more effective in reducing medical spending by all American households. Certainly for people in poor and low-income households, no co-payments, no deductibles, no premiums.
So, you know, this isn't news either, but a single payer system apparently in this country has not been in the realm of the politically possible.
No, not at all. I would think the ACA as it is right now isn't even within the realm of political possibility at the moment. I mean, the individual mandate's already out.
Right. It's on its way out, although not here in Massachusetts, we should note. But, you know, what this study also tells us is that as the individual mandate and other aspects of the Affordable Care Act get phased out, go on their way, it will be largely the poorer people who will mostly lose out.
Oh, okay. Right? Well, that's unfortunate because, as we were just saying, the study did find that it, at least to a certain degree, lower income folks were helped a little bit with out-of-pocket costs by the Affordable Care Act. So,
right. But the last line of this study is, look, you know, international experience shows that you need a universal national health insurance program as the most effective way to reduce household spending on medical expenses. There you go.
Wow. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Gary Goldberg, editor of WBR's Common Health blog. We've got a link to her reporting on ACA and spending and costs at radioboston.org. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.